Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me for the first time Jim Gregg. He is the president of Benchmark Metals. Jim holds an MBA from the University of Calgary. His bachelor's degree is in geography from Carleton University, and 20 years of experience in the resource sector, including advancement of the 5 million ounce Eyasi gold project in West Africa. I'm not sure that I remember that one, but 5 million ounces is a nice number to talk about, and I think that Jim may be on to something similar to that, if not bigger, from what I understand at Benchmark Metals. Thanks for joining me today, Jim.
Good. Thanks for having us, Jay. It's a pleasure to present this new gold-silver story in northern British Columbia, Canada.
Well, I always like to have stories that I'm excited about, and this is one of those, for sure. North-central British Columbia, the Lawyers gold-silver property, is your flagship. That's what you're working on. I should tell our listeners, your trade in Canada under the symbol BNCH. I have purchased it down here in the States under CYRTF, 113.9 million shares out, 38 cents earlier today, gives it a market cap. If my fingers hit the right numbers on the calculator, it's 43 million more or less Canadian market cap, which is, I think, minuscule compared to what I think we might expect going forward. Just to start out, Jim, I wonder if you could just take a minute or two to talk to our listeners a little bit about the history of the Lawyers Project. It was a producer. It produced, I don't know, over 100,000 ounces of gold and some silver as well, I believe. Talk to us a little bit about the history and how Benchmark happened to gain this project, and how your vision has changed from the old days under the previous operators.
Sure, Jay. So this is indeed a brownfield program. It has a footprint from former production from about 30 years ago. It produced approximately about 50,000 ounces a year from 1989 to 1992, and they never fully depleted the deposit. But back in those days, they were certainly looking for the very, very high-grade material. And when they shut the mine down in 93 and 94, gold was at approximately $300 an ounce, and silver was at $7 an ounce. So it was declining gold-silver prices that inevitably caused the reclamation effort and closed down of the mine. But now when you fast forward 30 years later, we acquired this 2 years ago and have done substantial aggressive work over the past 2 years. We believe this is indeed a project that will be set for a new mining decision soon. The difference is back then they were drilling the high-grade, narrow 5 to 7 meter veins. We believe now this is a bulk tonnage scenario. We're seeing large drill intercepts at surface that extend well to 100 and 150 meters. But those long intercepts also encompass the high grade in the center. Mm-hmm. So it's the best of both worlds. You're getting high grade and then some moderate grade as well, but at surface. So this is not an underground scenario that we're working towards. We're looking at multiple open pits at surface, and a project where there's no helicopter support required. We can actually drive right to site and park our trucks beside the drill rig.
Mm-hmm. How long can you work the whole year? I imagine you're probably in the coldest winter months. You're not up there, right? At least now on exploration.
That's right. Not at the moment. However, we are in an area where there's not a lot of snowfall. So for the moment, it's seasonal work. But we will be beginning to install more full season or all time infrastructure at our site that would enable us to work perhaps 10 months a year and extend the drill season for more news and more development work.
Mm-hmm. And I know you have a lot of different targets that you're going to be exploring. It's my understanding so far you've focused on Cliffs Creek, I believe, is the deposit. Where you've done most of your work so far, is that right?
That's right. There's actually in the center of the property where there was some small former production, we've isolated about 5 closely related and spaced zones. The Cliff Creek is the largest of these zones. It extends for over 1.2 kilometers, which in Imperial terms, that's probably about 0.7 miles in mm-hmm. strike length. Mm-hmm. And there's two other advanced zones that have seen a lot of historical work, but a lot of drilling during 2018 and 2019 from Benchmark. This one's called AGB, which is at surface and has much higher grade. And the second one, or third one, would be Duke's Ridge. So what we're envisioning here is after another 50,000 meters of drilling this year, we'll be embarking on a new mineral resource estimate. And we're targeting multi-million ounce resource potential here.
That 50,000 meters, is that divided between those properties you just mentioned, or is that still at Cliffs Creek?
So when I mentioned the two other zones, they're actually very close to each other. Uh-huh. They're within the same project. Mm-hmm. They're all within about a 3 square kilometer area. Mm-hmm. So 75% of the drilling this year will be targeted towards resource expansion in those three areas. And then we'll be partitioning a small amount or limited amount of drilling towards some new targets across the property that have potential for brand new discoveries.
Are we talking about a target called Silver Pond, perhaps?
That's right. So Silver Pond, we put out a press release recently, and it has some indications that this could be a porphyry target. Mm-hmm. The rest of the property, I'd have to say, is mainly epithermal low sulfidation, which lends itself to being higher grade. But the Silver Pond deposit, or it's not a deposit yet. However, we will drill test this. It has some good geological signatures to show that it's a porphyry. And, of course, it's the porphyry that interests a lot of the majors.
For sure. Well, you've talked a little bit about target ounces that you've got. I don't know if that refers then to Cliffs Creek as well as Duke's Ridge and AGB, perhaps. But you're talking about something about 1.68 to 1.92 million ounces from this area that you're focused on.
That's right. But
there's a lot of work that you guys have done. A lot of work. You took a lot of old drill data as well, I believe, and you've reviewed that so that it's not as if those are numbers you're pulling out of the air.
No, that's right, Jay. We have after this next drill program, which starts within the next few weeks. We'll have in excess of 100,000 meters total of drill data. So mm-hmm. this is not an early stage exploration target. This is well developed with closely spaced drill intercepts and over three zones. So this is, we're embarking on a major resource estimate, and we've only taken 2 years to make this happen, so we've been very aggressive, and we will continue to be aggressive because it's a mathematical equation. The more you drill, the more results you get, the less risk you have in producing a larger resource.
Right, and I see that you're talking about coming up with a resource, a 43-101 resource, I believe, by the end of this year. Is that right?
That's right. It's likely to come out in Q1 of next year. So, that's not far away. That's 6 to 8 months away. Yeah. And we'll be putting out news from the drilling near the end of July, and results will continue from the lab right through to about a November, December timeframe.
So I think people should be really keeping their eyes on the drill results. And, you've had some spectacular long intersections that were very, very, that's what caught my eye, actually. Bob Moriarty followed you, and I'm catching up with some of the things he's written. I said, wow, this is something I've got to pay some attention to. And then some economics too, possibly in next year as well. Is that a PEA perhaps?
That's
to get
right.
A sense of that would be then focused on this main area of Cliffs Creek, Duke's Bridge, and AGB, I suppose.
That's correct. The economics will be solely based on those three pit shell type areas. Mm-hmm. We expect that to follow Q1 of next year. And early indications are that The grade is compelling here, especially given we're in an era of $1,700 gold and about an $18 silver price.
And you have certainly, better infrastructure than you had when the previous operators were there, probably, right?
Yeah, we're in close company. We're fortunate that 45 kilometers from the project sits the world-class Kemess gold-copper deposit. And, that Kemess is tied into a power grid, and uh-huh. that would be an access point for a tie-in for the project down the road. But in addition to that, I mean, as I mentioned, we can drive directly to the site. There's very good road infrastructure. And there's also an airstrip within 13 kilometers of our project. Mm. And back in the day, they were landing Hercules aircraft on this airstrip.
Wow. Huh. So it's a pretty serious airstrip then.
That's right. Yep.
Could you talk a little bit about your shareholders? Who owns the company? And does management have a little bit of skin in the game?
Yeah, management here, we're not in the story for a salary. In fact, we're more interested in ownership and an appreciating share stock position. We want to create wealth, and we are investors. So approximately 20% of the company is owned by management and close associates. But our single largest shareholder in the company is Eric Sprott, who got involvement in this story in the fall of last year. We also have some institutional ownership in the company now, too. So we're embarking on a new phase here where we're starting to move into the institutional phase where we get very good big support for the larger capital injections that are needed in the future as we work towards developing this gold silver story.
Yeah, strong hands, getting people that will be staying with you, waiting for the development of this project, which seems to me you have the potential for something multi-million ounce deposit. I think I've seen somewhere that you're really expecting, or at least you're really hoping to be able to come up with something in excess of 5 million ounces, and of course, time will tell. But so how well-funded are you to take you through? You've got money in the bank to take you through this year?
We do, Jay. Our cash position is approximately 11 million Canadian, mm-hmm. and that fully pays for our work through 2020. We've got a large $8.5 million budget to support this new drill program. Mm-hmm. And so we're in a good position, unlike many others. We do not need to go back to the market for work. And, we're excited. There's news to come, and we have three very big, large milestones over the next 9 to 12 months' time.
Yeah, and you are doing a lot of work, too. I saw in your press release you put out this morning a lot of things that that you need to do. That you really need to do to start building a project that's heading towards production. I know it's too early to say production yet, but certainly a lot of, I think, some environmental work even, and some of those, a lot of continuing on with metallurgical work and all that. With 30 seconds left, how does the metallurgy look at this stage? You've done some preliminary work.
We've done some preliminary work, and there are results to come, but the historical numbers from the production days was 93% gold and 78% silver, and that's utilizing 30-year-old technology. So we don't anticipate any issues. In fact, we think this will be a very clean flow sheet with good recovery on both gold and silver.
All right. Well, we'll be certainly looking forward. And in a few, when did you say you're going to start drilling? Within a few days?
Yeah, we'll be mobilizing to site in the next week or two, and we'll have a full announcement out when our crews are sent to the project area. Mm-hmm. And the one thing we've been quite good at is informing our investors with news flow every 7 to 10 days. And of course, we will continue with that.
That's great. And I guess it'd be a little while, though, before the first assays are coming out. It would probably be a couple of weeks after the core goes to the labs, right?
That's right. I would anticipate results perhaps later half of July from the assay lab.
Well, that's not so far away either. So, Jim, I want to thank you so much. It's a really a great story, and I really look forward to making some money.
Good, yeah.
I'm talking personally here.
No, I understand myself as well. I mean, we need to deliver results, and we will, and we can all enjoy the spoils of greater wealth.
Sounds like a plan to me, Jim. Thank you so much for being with us, and we'll try to keep up with you going forward.
Very good, Jay. I look forward to more chats in the future.